After watching the movie Apollo 13, how do you feel about the statement, lives are controlled by fate, not by choices?
I disagree that lives are controlled by fate and not by choices.
I disagree as well.
Why so?
Because the choices that are made can have an effect on people's lives.
Why do you disagree?
I disagree because in the movie, when Jack Swigger flipped the switch, everything changed. Their mission changed and their objective changed.
Based on that choice?
Yes, because he flipped the switch. It wasn't by fate. If it would have been by fate, it would have been a determined action.
But since even though all those things happen and like the worst possible outcome happened, but they still happened to survive, doesn't that make you think, oh, this was fate? This was meant to happen. It was already predetermined that they weren't meant to land on the moon, but they were determined to go into space and land back safely for future missions. Because this would help future missions. This is like a breakthrough for NASA.
So are you saying that the people that built the aircraft didn't want them to land on the ship?
I'm saying that it was just meant to happen for that screw to purposely not be screwed in, so all three of them would survive the whole flight to space around the moon and come back.
Yeah, but the choices we make have to determine what we have. There isn't somebody that writes what we are supposed to do. Things change no matter what.
Yeah, but in the end, the outcome happens. So in a universe where everything happens for a reason, everything is already predetermined.
But the predetermined action here was to land on the moon, and it didn't happen.
Okay, but disagreeing with what you're saying, Josue, in order for that to happen, someone made the choice
But in the end of everything, they still made it home safely. So I personally think it was fate.
But what if Jack's Swigger, is that right?
Yeah.
What if he had never forgiven Fred after what he said, that it was his fault that the ship went corrupt? They would have never worked together to get home.
Then a different fate would have happened, a different outcome, but most likely it would have still ended.
But fates don't change.
But that's not what happened in the movie. He didn't. Everything that happened in the movie happened that way. There is no ands, if, or buts. It happened like that, and that was the fate that happened.
But that's just the movie. What happens in real life?
It would have been a different fate, but that's not the choice that happened. It was already predetermined to happen.
You're saying
this
choice.
Way.
You're saying choice. So yeah, that means choices do matter.
Yeah, I feel like they both prove each other. The choice affects the fate, but the fate's already predetermined, so your choices were already predetermined.
You know what? I'll have to agree on you with that.
I'm gonna have to agree as well.
All right, on to the next statement. Winning isn't everything.
So, with winning isn't everything, I have to agree with that, because by winning, they would have landed on the moon, but they didn't.
I agree with that statement, that winning isn't everything, because in the movie, their primary goal at first was just to land and walk on the moon, but then as like mishaps started, you know, occurring, then the goal switched to just surviving and making it home.
I agree with that point. Josue, why do you disagree?
I disagree with the statement because if winning isn't everything, then they really haven't accomplished anything. They made no discoveries, nothing about the moon. They didn't even get to land on it. So it really was just a failure, the whole thing. So it was kind of like a waste of time as well, because nothing was ever really accomplished. It was just the survival of the astronauts, but that's it.
Yeah, but then proving the point that winning isn't everything. They didn't make it to the moon, but it didn't matter. It wasn't like it was the end of the world.
But it should have mattered.
Well, no.
Because nothing. They risked their lives for nothing.
Okay, well, they didn't risk their lives for anything, because at the end, they still made it home.
Yeah, but that was by luck.
Because, I mean, exactly.
By luck.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is they still made it home. So it wasn't a fail. Like, a fail would have been if they didn't get to land on the moon and all of them died.
Yeah, but they still didn't win anything.
They did win something.
In the perspective of NASA and what NASA's trying to find or anything about space, they didn't really...
Yeah, but when he retired, he was proud to retire like that.
Because?
That's why I think he was proud to retire like that, because it was an accomplishment to come home and come back to his wife. What's your final thought, Iman?
I think it was an accomplishment overall.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening to these podcasts.
Amen.